What are the side effects and toxicities that have been observed with the AIs?
Primarily, the reproducible side effect is there is an acceleration of bone mineral loss. And this does translate into a slightly higher fracture rate. Most of the fractures are from just regular falls, and they're wrist fractures. And if you fall and injure your wrist, you're a little more likely to have a fracture if you're on an AI, and that accounts for about two-thirds of the fractures. The fractures that we're really concerned about, hip fractures, actually are not as common. And because the event rate is lower, it hasn't emerged as being statistically different. But that's probably one of the more important differences. Symptomatically, another side effect we see is what we call musculoskeletal syndromes. We lump them together, and this consists of myalgias and arthralgias, typically of the hands and feet, sometimes the shoulders and the hips. We don't really understand the mechanism of that, but we clearly see that in as many as a third of patients. And in somewhere between 5 to 10% of patients, it actually requires discontinuation of therapy.
How would you sort of stack that side effects and toxicity ratio up compared to tamoxifen in postmenopausal women?
Well, it certainly has fewer in the way of gynecologic side effects. So stimulation of the uterus is not seen, uterine cancer is not seen, vaginal discharge is generally not seen. So when you take all the gynecologic symptoms, you're generally better off with aromatase inhibitors compared to tamoxifen. I guess the one symptom that you do see more with AIs is vaginal dryness, again, going along with the total estrogen deprivation. You also see less of the thrombotic complications. So there's less deep venous thromboses, less cerebrovascular accidents. And this is important in older women because the absolute risks of these events are much higher in them. So as women get older, 70, 75, 80, it actually becomes better to use an aromatase inhibitor, even though these patients also tend to have more osteoporosis. I still think that in the balance, they're better off with an aromatase inhibitor.
How about endometrial cancer? Can you comment on that?
Yes, endometrial cancer is definitely less with aromatase inhibitors as well, and in some of the trials, this has now achieved statistical significance. In fact, endometrial symptoms in general, so spotting, bleeding, is less, to the point that women also end up having fewer hysterectomies if they're on an AI.